Hi there. The word for you today is very present. The familiar words of the psalmist, Psalm 46, verse 1, God is very present when you're in trouble. Randy Reed, a 34-year-old construction worker, was welding on top of a nearly completed water tower outside Chicago. According to writer Melissa Ramsdell, Reed unhooked his safety gear to reach for some pipes when a metal case slipped and bumped the scaffolding on which he stood. It tipped and Reed lost his balance. He fell 110 feet, landing down on a pile of dirt, just missing rocks and construction debris. A fellow worker called 911. When the paramedics arrived, they found Reed conscious, moving, and complaining of a sore back. Apparently, the fall didn't cost Reed his sense of humor, as the paramedics carried him on a backboard to the ambulance. Reed had just one request. He said, "Don't drop me." Doctors later said Reed came away from the accident with just a bruised leg, which is, when you think of it, a miracle in itself. But here's my point. Sometimes we resemble Randy Reed, don't we? I mean, God protects us from harm in a 110-foot fall, and yet we're not willing to trust him to get us over the next 2-foot hurdle. Being sinful, we fail. Being prone to sickness, we hurt. Being mortal, we die. Pressure wears on us. Anxiety gives us ulcers. People intimidate us. Criticism offends us. Disease scares us. Death haunts us. You say, what's the answer? Are you ready? I'm going to give it to you. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Note those words, very present. When we hit life's rough spots, our tendency is to feel abandoned, yet the opposite is true. At that very moment, we are more than ever the object of God's love and concern. Yes, even when our vision is blurred, our thinking foggy, our faith fleeting, and we look up and can't see him clearly. His promise is, I'm very present.